Have you ever, driven through your city and seen the results? New park, maybe, or a freshly paved road, or some new building going up. We always see the finished product.
Right, the shiny end result. It looks straightforward sometimes.
Exactly. But what about everything underneath? The huge amount of planning, all the super detailed work, tracking every single dollar,
Yeah.
all the stuff that actually makes it happen.
It's pretty staggering when you pull back the curtain. What we see is really just like the tip of the iceberg.
Well, today on the Deep Dive, that's exactly what we're doing. We're looking behind the scenes at the city of Shawnee, Oklahoma. And our source material isn't, some glossy report.
No, it's the real deal. We've got a whole bunch of detailed invoices and project status reports from Freeze and Nichols Inc. They're a consulting firm, and they're deep in the weeds on these city projects.
And what's cool is that these aren't just numbers. I mean, they are numbers, but they tell a story, right? They give you this incredibly granular look at how things get done.
Yeah, things like updating the city's rule book, the development codes, or massive infrastructure jobs like putting in new water lines, fixing sewer pipes, even rehabbing a dam. These docs show how it's all planned, how it moves forward, and how the money's tracked, sometimes over like years.
So our mission today is basically to take you through these documents. We want to unpack the maybe surprising scope of these projects, the meticulous progress, the financial side of it all.
We'll look at updating those development codes, major stuff like water lines and culverts, and even critical repairs like that Lake Dam project.
These documents really show you not just the big price tag, but the specific tasks, who did what, down to the hour sometimes, and the exact timelines. It's a real window into public works.
Absolutely. It highlights the layers of, accountability involved.
Okay, let's dive in. First up, the new Unified Development Code, Project SWN22205. This isn't pouring concrete, it's reshaping the city's growth rules.
Right. This is fundamental stuff. Updating the Unified Development Code and the engineering design criteria, it dictates how everything gets built, essentially.
A Unified Development Code
Yeah.
that pulls together all the rules, like zoning, subdivision stuff, into one place.
Exactly. It's the city's blueprint for development. And the first status report we saw from March 2023, it immediately shows a ton of activity. Internal meetings, website updates, talking to the planning commission, the city commission.
So lots of communication right from the start,
Yeah.
getting everyone on the same page.
For sure. Public input, stakeholder feedback, it's crucial for policy like this. And it wasn't quick. By April 2023, they were still hammering out details on zoning districts, uses, subdivision rules.
Yeah, the timeline is pretty long. We see invoices from April 2023 all the way to December 2024. And there's even a Gantt chart mentioned.
Ah, the Gantt chart. Yeah, that visual timeline. It showed tasks stretching into early 2025. It broke down all the phases: the kickoff, diagnostic reports, drafting the code, public hearings, lots of those, and then finally getting the code and the manual done.
And financially, not cheap.
No, a big investment. The total contract fee was over $344,000. And the invoices track the progress really clearly. Like an early one from April 23 for work done through March was about $13,700.
Okay.
But even by then, the project was already almost 25% complete with over $85,000 earned. Shows how much upfront work goes into policy development, right? The research, the coordination.
Yeah, not just physical labor.
And it
kept going. A year later, April 2024, another invoice for over $25,000. Project's now almost 63% done, over $216,000 earned.
Steady progress. Then the final invoice, December 2024. Project hits 100%, full fee earned, balance zero, done.
It really shows detailed tracking for something that isn't, a physical structure.
Absolutely. Transparent project management. Okay, so let's shift from policy to pipes. Shawnee Water Lines and Pipe Bursting, Project SWN23849.
Pipe bursting. That sounds
It's a
intense.
technique for replacing buried pipelines, yeah.
Yeah.
This project covers general waterline work, some specific areas like in-depth waterline, Thompson Heights, and also sewer pipe stuff. It's that ongoing maintenance grind.
Right, the stuff that has to happen, but nobody really sees. The invoices here run from early 2024 into early 2025.
Yeah.
And I noticed the total fee changed. It was like $162,000, then later $220,000.
Yo, catch. Yeah, that happens a lot. You start digging literally or figuratively. And you find things. Maybe the old pipes are worse than expected, or the scope needs to adjust, so the budget has to be flexible.
Makes sense.
An early invoice, January 2024, just $1,500 paid, but already $2,500 earned. It even details admin staff time, Jane Suzanne Jenks, Melissa McGill, plus specialists, Wendy Martin, construction manager, 3 hours at $233 an hour, Paul Green, senior group manager, 1 hour at $285. Even the initial setup costs are tracked.
Wow, specific. And then later, you see the field work ramp up. August 2024 invoice over $23,000. Total earned is over $147,000 by then.
Right. And look who's logging hours. Sam Little, a construction representative. Yeah. 171 hours in that period at $115 an hour. Plus mileage for him and Dominique Weathers.
Okay, 171 hours. What's a construction rep like Sam Little doing all day on a project like this?
They're the eyes and ears on the ground, making sure the contractor's building it right, per the plans. Coordinating, solving problems that pop up on site, checking safety, writing reports. 171 hours, that's pretty much full-time presence for that month. Vital for quality control.
Got it. And then even way later, February 2025, there's a small invoice, like $700. Wendy Martin again, 3 hours.
Yep. Shows that oversight continues right to the end. Final checks, paperwork, closeout stuff.
Okay, let's look at another big one. TO2 Alice Faye Edwards, Empisodom Street Waterline Replacement. Project SWN23322 sounds major.
It is. Replacing water lines on several specific streets. And the timeline here really shows the pregame activities.
Yeah, this is interesting. The August 2023 status report says the notice to proceed was back in March 23. Then kickoff meetings in April, survey done by May. Then they needed a tech memo approved by the State Water Board, OWRB, by August. Preliminary design due in September. Final design in November 2023. So much happens before construction.
Oh, absolutely. And then there's permitting, the real waiting game sometimes. A September 2024 report shows permits submitted to ODOT, the State Transportation Department, and ODEQ Environmental Quality back in December 2023.
And they weren't approved until?
March 2024, 3 months just waiting on permits. Then you can bid the project out. Pre-bid meeting in May 24, bids opened in June, contract awarded later in June to Davenport Construction.
Okay, so the contractor is chosen. But they still can't start.
Not quite. The official notice to proceed for actual construction wasn't until October 1st, 2024. And the first construction meeting was scheduled just before that in late September. It's a long runway.
Financially, this one was $193,000 total fee. A September 2023 invoice, so well before construction, was for almost $44,000. By then, they'd earned over $123,000 total.
And that invoice breaks it down nicely by phase. Like
conceptual design, 100% done, $31,000 earned. Final design. Almost 78% done, over $23,000 earned. Topographic survey, over 96% done, nearly $8,600 earned. You really see the design and survey work wrapping up.
But the consultant's job isn't over when construction starts. A September 2024 invoice, just over $4,000, shows ongoing work. Labor for a general construction rep, expenses like meals, mileage for guys like Mitchell Leonard, Jonathan Fontenberry.
And another one in December 24, similar amount, same names, still in the construction phase. So they're still involved overseeing.
Definitely. Providing support, answering questions, making sure it's built according to the design they did.
Okay. Shifting gears again. This sounds critical. Shawnee Twin Lake Dam. Hashtag one rehabilitation. Project SWN24427. Rehabbing a dam.
Hugely important. Dams are critical infrastructure, obviously, and rehabbing them requires very specialized engineering. Safety, environmental impact, it's all high stakes.
So what do the early stages look like?
A July 2024 report mentions the kickoff meeting on site, visual inspection, got to see what you're dealing with first, then planning for the heavy duty stuff, a full survey, starting seepage and slope stability analyses.
Seepage and slope stability, checking for leaks and if the structure is stable.
Basically, yeah. And H&H analysis, hydrology and hydraulics. Understanding how water moves, the pressures on the dam. It's fundamental stuff for dam safety.
An August 2024 invoice shows about $25,000 bill then. Project just starting, only about 9% complete.
Makes sense. That analysis takes time. By November 2024, the reports show those analyses were ongoing. H&H was in quality control. They planned to submit a draft preliminary engineering report, the PER, in December.
And did they?
Yep. The December report confirms the draft PER was submitted. The process is structured. Submit the draft. City reviews it, gives comments. Then the final report is due 21 days later. Total fee for this one, $262,000.
And the money followed the work. A big invoice in December 2024, over $94,000. That pushed the project to over 84% complete, $220,000 earned.
Reflects completing those major analyses in the draft report.
Then another invoice in January 2025 for over $31,000. Project now over 96% complete, $252,000 earned. Getting close to the finish line on the consulting side.
Seems like it. Wrapping up that final report, probably.
All right, let's look at something maybe a bit smaller scale, but still essential. Clear Pond Road Culvert Replacement, SWN23456. Culverts handle drainage, right? Keep roads from flooding or washing out.
Exactly. Small, but mighty important for keeping roads usable and safe. And this one seemed to move faster.
Yeah, the September 2023 status report notes the field survey was done back in May 23, preliminary survey results in early June, and by July, conceptual design was already 30% done. That feels quick compared to the dam.
It definitely is. Suggests maybe a more straightforward project, less complex site, maybe fewer permits needed, less intense public engagement perhaps. Smaller scale allows for faster movement through those early phases.
And it moved quickly into bidding too. The report says PS&E plans, specifications, and estimates.
Yep, the full bid package for contractors.
That was submitted mid-September 23.
Yeah.
Bid advertising started right after. Pre-bid meeting late September. Bids opened October 10th. Wow, that's like bang, bang, bang.
Very efficient turnaround from design completion to seeking bids.
Total fee here was about $94,000. And that September 2023 invoice for over $43,000 showed they had already earned over $72,000 total.
So most of the fee was earned relatively early?
Looks like it. Again, it broke down the phases. Conceptual design, 100% done, $31,000 earned. Final design, almost 78%, $23,000 earned. Survey, over 96%, $8,500 earned. Seems like the bulk of their work was upfront design and survey before construction kicked off.
Typical for these kinds of projects, heavy lifting on the design side first.
No.
Okay, one last project deep dive. N Midland Addition Waterline Replacement. SWN24262.
Another waterline job. Seems like cities are always working on waterlines.
Constant need for upgrades and replacements in any established area. This one also seemed pretty efficient. September 2024 report. Kickoff meeting May 15th, 2024. Survey work done and received by May 31st.
Wait, survey done in like 2 weeks after kickoff? Is that normal?
For a fairly standard waterline replacement like this, yeah, it can be. If the area is accessible, records are good, survey crew is ready to go, it can move fast. Good sign for keeping the project on schedule.
And the design phase seemed quick, too. 60% design review done by late August 24, 100% final design submitted mid-September 24, final plans, specs, and the OPCC. What's that again?
Opinion of probable construction cost. The engineer's best guess at what it'll cost to build.
Right. That was also due mid-September. So kickoff in May, final design package ready in September. Pretty quick.
Very efficient design phase.
Total fee. Just over $82,000. A September 24 invoice for about $2,500 shows over $31,000 earned by then. And it breaks it down again. Design phase, 100% done, $30,000 earned. Topographic survey, over 99% done, over $17,000 earned. Clear separation of tasks.
Shows that early investment in getting the plans and site data locked down.
And then a December 24 invoice for about $2,200 shows billing shifting. Now it's for the bid phase, construction phase, hydraulic analysis, even the ODEQ permit fee phase. Over $54,000 earned total by then.
Right. So the focus shifts from pure design to supporting the bidding, permitting, and actual construction activities. Even smaller projects like this or the culvert, they still need that full cycle. Survey, design, permits, bidding, construction oversight.
The same process, just maybe scaled down a bit.
Exactly. Same rigor, different scale.
So wrapping this all up, looking through these invoices, these status reports, it's pretty amazing, isn't it? The level of detail, the multi-year timelines for just these few projects.
It really hammers home the complexity and the sheer amount of specialized knowledge and just plain persistence needed to get this essential city work done. Planning, building, paying for it all.
It makes you realize that a single line item on a city budget, you know, waterline upgrade, represents this whole cascade of stuff. Surveys, engineering analysis, getting permits, which can take months, public meetings sometimes, and then all the different people doing the work, tracked meticulously.
Absolutely. These documents are fundamentally about accountability. Where did the money go? What progress was made? It's all laid out step by step.
So the so what, for you listening, is maybe a new appreciation for what goes into the infrastructure you use every day. Understanding these sort of hidden layers of engineering, planning, and financial tracking that keep a city functioning and growing.
From the rules that shape development, like that unified code to fixing a critical dam, it's all built on this foundation of detailed work reflected in these, well, kind of dry documents.
Yeah, who knew invoices could tell such a story? It makes you think. These seemingly mundane documents, invoices, status reports, They're actually like the city's diary, aren't they?
In a way, yeah. They're the silent record of how a city evolves, the constant effort behind the scenes that most people never see.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it? What other hidden stories are tucked away in the routine documents we all see, just waiting for someone to take a closer look? Thanks for diving deep with us today.